Hey, happy day. I'm standing in my yard in California. I've been looking for a while to find a place that I could actually do this show because the sun isn't glaring. It's only 7:30 in the morning. I'm sorry about that. All you people back home in Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Calgary, and so on, even our viewers in New York City, etc. Just work with me here because I'm having a happy day. I used to say that if liberals were elected, it'd be like hell freezing over, and this is us now. Have a look at this picture. We're fighting to escape the communist criminal hell of socialism, stupidism, and criminalization. Isms as well. I'm just saying, it ain't very nice, is it? You know, President Trump, he dealt a blow to political correctness. He helped us. People now say Merry Christmas, and they say it loud. There's no whispering anymore, the happy holiday thing, and so on. You know what? Before his arrival, everyone was shy and they were beat down. Thank goodness we had him for the time that we did, and hopefully even a little bit longer. Maybe he'll come back again. Who knows? But he's got attitude, and I do get that. You know, he's a businessman, and he did get the job done. Did he talk too much? Did he say the wrong things? Did he not finish his sentences? Kind of, sort of, maybe. But you know what? Had people actually left him alone, maybe he would have got a lot more done. All he did was fight with people all day, every day, 18 hours a day. Hardly any time to work, but he did get some work done. So it's interesting to see what happens here in the future. Canada. Those commies there, they just can't help themselves. They keep on being themselves. And now they're talking about nationalizing childcare. I think Adolf Hitler did that, didn't he? And they're saying that their spin is, at least, that we want to boost women's job numbers. So if we look after their children and we teach them stuff, then the women can go to work, right? I mean, that's bad, and they're laying the groundwork now. They, of course, being the government of Canada, for a Canadian-wide early learning and child care system. That's even more wordy to kind of go with what I just said, okay? In addition to funding this mess, the government is allotting $20 million to a new group of people. This is how they cause employment, right? And this new group, their job is to analyze the child care policy. It's a far-reaching plan. It's transformative. It's communistic. It's a bad thing. It's a real bad thing. Call your member of parliament. Call your MLA. Call your mayor. Call anybody that you can that's in a political place where they got elected. And raise Cain. And pick your own wordage on that. Somebody needs to put a stop to this. I mean, really? Government care? They're going to raise your children. They're doing that now in the schools. I mean, the stuff that kids are learning, and you can't fail, and on and on. I mean, it's all driven by the federal / socialist kind of agenda. It needs to be fixed. IKEA, the big Swedish chain, they're now focusing on a different society and climate change. And they too want a different society, which has a little bit of a socialist ring to it, okay? It's pretty weird. I mean, I'm Canadian, and in Canada, you do need climate control. It's cold up there. Not here, but certainly it is up there. The only good thing that IKEA has is its cabinets. They are far better and even smarter than the Liberal government cabinet in Canada. Just saying. In Great Britain, they're playing with percentages like so many. They're saying, hey, you know what? We're broke now. We've been giving money away, kind of like Trudeau was doing in Canada, by mistake. But back to Britain, we've been giving money away to everybody, everywhere, other countries. So we need to reduce that because we're broke. We're going to reduce it by 2% this year. It's a pretty simple formula, really. People have no more money to give you. You've taxed them literally up to the eyebrows and beyond. And so what are you going to do? I'm always interested to see that all this money goes to other countries. Usually where it's warm, there's no snow, you can't freeze to death. A lot of countries like Canada, you can, back to climate change. It would be so much nice. But Britain, you know what, 2%? Are you kidding me? You got gangrene, why don't you cut it off? What are you doing, fooling around with Band-Aids? Government is not the solution. Government actually is the problem. Go to a government office and look around and say, hey, is there anybody here that I would hire? Is there anyone here that can lead me out of the wilderness? I don't think so. Wow. You know, as of November 28th, 2020, California, jumping, came up with the, they had 1,183,320 confirmed cases of COVID, resulting in 19,000 deaths. The percentages of recovery are extremely high at how many people actually get it. I mean, I guess they test positive, but are you really sick? But in any event, there are 13 million confirmed cases now in the U.S., close to 300,000 deaths. Big numbers, I understand that. You know what? But you gotta also respect freedom of the citizenry. And now you have the governor in California who, he's only about freedom for himself and the people close to him. He's always breaking his own rules because that's what he is. He's a liberal and that's what they do. You know, he now is talking about a lockdown. He wants to keep everybody, 40 million people. LA County with 10 million people has already done this. It's against the law to leave your house, right? And so now the governor's saying, I'm floating this idea and I think we're going to do it. Oh yeah? We're gonna keep 40 million people locked up. This is the same guy that's emptying the prisons because of COVID, and now he wants to make prisoners of all the honest people in their own homes. What a moron. Moronic behavior. Is he a person? Maybe he's from Mars. Maybe this is something else hidden in a human's body or something. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, due to the pandemic and economic downturn and subsequent increased government spending, big increases going on in the shrinking economy and lower projected government revenues because that revenue source comes from the people who now, in California at least, probably will be locked into their houses and they can't work. How does that work? How's that going to work financially? Governments are in debt, plus their credibility is bankrupt. 90% of people don't trust them. The remaining 10% are high on something and they don't have time to think about it, right? Simple to follow. Waste my money and I'll stop giving it to you. Duh. I mean, pretty simple. We all might have to go and start stealing. In the United States, it's kind of interesting. There's 800,000 vehicles, cars, and trucks stolen a year. In Canada, it's 80,000. You know, somebody's doing that. And the police, are you catching these bad guys? I don't know. But here's an interesting stat for you. Portland, Oregon, they're number one in the list in terms of the cities that have the most car thefts. But get this, guess what cars are stolen more than any other car? There's a list of 10, and 8 of them are Hondas. If you're gonna steal something, why would you steal a Honda? Come on already, you guys. You gotta kick your game up a notch. That's like saying I'm a robber, I'm gonna rob a 7-Eleven store. Rob a bank. Hey, y'all, come back here tomorrow. We'll have more for you from the sun and from the right. See ya.